Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Utilities in southwestern Florida predict that nearly all mainland customers will have power once again by Saturday. NPR's Martin Costi has more from Cape Coral.
Lee County Electric Cooperative, which serves rural and suburban areas around Fort Myers, says it has about 2,000 people working on repairs. That's 10 times their normal staff. Rusty Snyder helps coordinate newly arrived teams. He says they're making good progress despite the constant distraction of people coming up to them asking to be hooked up faster.
So they're fending that off, making sure that everybody's working safe, nobody's getting hurt, we're energizing the right things at the right time. It's a lot for a guy out here in the field to do that and then realize that they're, you know, swimming through holes with gators and snakes and all the other things that go with it, right?
It'll take even longer to restore power on Sanibel and Pine Islands. With their causeways partially collapsed, there's no way right now to get utility trucks there. Martin Costi, NPR News, Cape Coral.
President Biden is advising colleges and universities that the Title IX law prohibiting gender discrimination also covers access to reproductive care. Biden addressed the issue today during the second meeting of his task force on reproductive rights, which was formed after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade and dozens of states enacted abortion bans.
It's no surprise that we're seeing extremist laws pop up around the country that are having a ripple effect far beyond the health rights of a pregnant woman. We have doctors here with us today who are on the front lines of this crisis, and many of these laws would make doctors criminals just for treating a patient.
Vice President Kamala Harris again warned that abortion bans are just the beginning.
What's happening at the University of Idaho, which is refusing to provide contraception to their students, it's already starting.
Harris notes that Justice Clarence Thomas has already questioned high court rulings that guarantee access to contraception and marriage equality. Infectious disease doctors are warning that this flu season could be a bad one. Details from NPR's Rob Stein.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases say it's especially important for people to get their flu shots this year. That's because after virtually disappearing the last 2 years because of the pandemic, the flu looks like it could hit the U.S. early and hard this year. That's what happened in some countries during the Southern Hemisphere's winter this year, and what happens south of the equator often predicts what will happen in the U.S. At the same time, COVID-19 could surge again this fall and winter, which means a long-feared twindemic could strain the health system. So doctors are urging people to get both a flu shot and a new COVID-19 booster this month. Rob Stein, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks close higher again. The Dow soared 825 points. This is NPR. Country music legend Loretta Lynn has died at the age of 90. From member station WEKU, Stan Ingold has this remembrance.
Loretta Lynn is best known for her songs that she wrote, showing her pride in her humble upbringing in eastern Kentucky. She wrote and performed songs that gave voice to her experiences as a woman and a mother in rural Appalachia. Her music reflected the strength of women and the realities they face. Her music career kicked off in the early 1960s, when the country music genre was heavily dominated by men. She was the first woman ever named Entertainer of the Year by the Country Music Association and the Academy of Country Music.
My daddy worked all night in the Bandelier coal mine.
For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond, Kentucky.
Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Charles Fuller has died in Toronto at the age of 83. Fuller's works exploring social institutions that perpetuate racism featured multidimensional characters that defied stereotypes. His critically acclaimed A Soldier's Play won the Pulitzer in 1982. 2 years later, the play was adapted into the Hollywood film A Soldier's Story, which earned an Oscar nomination. Again on Wall Street, stocks soared to recoup more of the losses that hit the market last month. The Dow jumped 825 points, the Nasdaq rose 360, and the S&P 500 added 112. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.